Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, which can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. I literally, as always, have just woken up. So let's just jump right into it. The first question I got is from Kayla. Kayla asks, what is your favorite Disney Channel original movie? Oh, that's hard. I think it's probably Xenon, right? Probably Xenon. Yeah. The Even Stevens movie was pretty good, too. I'm trying to think. Smart House might be high on that list as well. Is Hocus Pocus a Disney Channel original? I don't know if it is. If it is, I would include it. That's so hard. I think maybe Smart House would be my favorite Disney Channel original movie. Yeah. Right? Yeah, I'm going to say Smart House. I'm trying to think. I wish I had a list of all the movies. Maybe I'll pull one up. Let me see. That's not cheating, is it? Let's see. Disney Channel original movies. I'm trying to think, like, what counts. I guess anything that was just only on Disney Channel, right? Oh, here we go. Here's a list of all the movies. Oh, yeah. High School Musical counts. That's crazy. High School Musical would count. Yeah, I guess that was. High School Musical is probably high on that list, too. I really enjoyed High School Musical when it came out. Let's see. Escape to Witch Mountain. I remember Escape to Witch Mountain. Let's see. What else is there? Oh, Halloween Town. I remember Halloween Town. Halloween Town's pretty good. I would give... Oh, yeah, Xenon Girl of the 21st Century. Love Xenon. That might be it. I remember Raven Simone was in it, too. And there's Smart House. Johnny Tsunami. Okay, I remember Johnny Tsunami. These are throwbacks. Let's see. What else is there? There's a sequel to the Zequel. I don't know if I saw the Zequel. Maybe I did. Motocrossed. Oh, I fucking loved Motocrossed. Okay, Motocrossed might be. There's so many movies I forgot about. Halloween Town 2. Yeah, I remember that. Let's see. Cadet Kelly. I liked Cadet Kelly. That was actually really good, too. Fuck, there were actually a lot of good Disney Channel original movies. I was trying to remember, like, were there any good ones? There's a lot of good ones. Oh, Cheetah Girls. I remember Cheetah Girls, too. And then there's Z3, the third Xenon movie. That's crazy, there's three of them. Oh, Kim Possible, That's So Drama. That was a really good movie. Damn, I might have to say Kim Possible. And the Proud Family movie? Fuck me. I forgot about that, too. There's so much shit. This makes me just want to... A Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior. I remember that movie. Oh, my God. This is such a throwback. I haven't thought about any of this stuff in so long. Camp Rock. I think Camp Rock is probably the last on this list that I would be aware of. Yeah, I mean, I think I maybe saw The Wizard of Waverly Place, the movie. But I think that's kind of where... Yeah, that's where my Disney... Yep, because at that point, I don't know these movies anymore. Yeah, I don't know Good Luck Charlie. I heard about Lemonade Mouth. That might be the last thing I was, like, aware of. But everything after that, I have no idea about. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know any of these. There's a Kim Possible movie just called Kim Possible. Oh, live action? Holy shit, there's a live action Kim Possible. Why? Was it good? Huh. All right. I don't know. I got really sidetracked. Yeah, classic me. Yeah, so I guess the answer is... fuck me. Somewhere between Kim Possible, That's a Drama, and Xenon. I don't know. It's so hard. There's so many good ones here. I don't know what's my favorite. I don't know. Xenon, maybe. I think I just spent like 5 minutes listing every single Disney Channel original movie from 1994 all the way to like 2009 or some shit. But yeah, God, there's so many. I don't know. It's hard to pick. It's really hard to pick. There's just so many good movies in here. Yeah. I think I if I I can't, I can't do a favorite, but I'll put a list. My list was probably gonna be Xenon, Smart House, Kim Possible. Wendy Wu is actually surprisingly good. I remember really liking Wendy Wu. I haven't seen that movie in probably 10, 15 plus years, but yeah, I remember enjoying it when I saw it. Yeah, I think that's my list. Thank you for the question, Kayla. I really appreciated it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hi, sexy boy. It's November, and I wanted to know if you're doing anything special, in air quotes, this month, if you catch my meaning. And then there's like a winky face. No, I'm not doing anything special for November. I'm just not shaving. That's literally it. I'm just not shaving my beard. I have done something special for November in the past, but I don't want to do anything special for November this year. I appreciate the question. Thank you for asking, Anonymous. The next question is also from Anonymous. They ask, you seem like a night owl. If you could change the way we lived, would you rather live during the day or at night? Huh, interesting, the way we lived. So I think I'm choosing for everyone. I don't know, because part of the reason I like the night is because it's so quiet. If everyone was just awake during the night, I think I might like the day more. I don't know. Yeah, I think I would switch it, though. I don't know. I'm kind of here for, like, going to bed when the sun rises. So, yeah, I would switch it. Thank you for the question. Let's see. Anonymous asks, does your avatar actually look like you or not? Your audios are great, by the way. I think it does. Yeah, I would say so. If I make it my avatar for Discord and or YouTube, I think it looks somewhat like me. So, yeah. Thank you for the question. Anonymous asks, have you watched the show Fire Country? If not, you can see that Charlie Swan is doing great. I haven't seen it, but I'm glad to hear that Charlie Swan is doing good. As long as that man is happy, that's all I really care about. We need to protect that man. Thank you for the question. Let's see. Anonymous asks, good morning, gorgeous soul. If you could inhabit a film for any amount of time, which would it be and why? Which scene would it be exciting to live out? Wear sunscreen and have a great week. I definitely need to put on sunscreen. I don't do that enough. thank you for reminding me. Inhabit a film. Okay, so I guess like if I could inhabit it for a long period of time, Star Wars. Give me a starship and a lightsaber. I'm so here for that. Or any Marvel film in which I get powers. Give me some powers. I'm here for it. I would love to play Doctor Doom. That would be, or inhabit Doctor Doom. I don't know. I'm a big fan of Doctor Doom. But if I had to pick a specific scene, maybe Lord of the Rings would be my answer. I would love to give that Rohirrim speech at the end of the third movie. That would be fun. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of movies that have really good, like, You Stay, I Go scenes. And I would love to be in one of those You Stay, I Go scenes. They're, like, my favorite scenes. And it's one of my favorite scene structures in a movie. It happens very frequently. But when it does, it always elicits tears for me. I love a good You Stay, I Go. Ugh. For those of you who don't know that trope, the probably easiest example of it is probably the end of Iron Giant, where the Iron Giant literally tells the kid, you stay, I go, and then he flies off and subsequently gets hit by a nuke, I think. Spoiler alerts, I guess, for Iron Giant. But yeah, I don't know. I would love to do the end of Big Hero 6 is a pretty satisfying you stay, I go. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a sucker for those scenes. I don't know. I love the, there's something about self-sacrifice that really speaks to me. And when, like, a character is super willing to, like, sacrifice himself in their entirety for someone else, I'm just like, yes. yeah, I guess that's my toxic trait. Self-sacrifice. So yeah, I guess one of those scenes would really speak to me as well. But yeah, literally any of those movies I'd be pretty happy being in. The movies I wouldn't want to be in are like zombie movies. Fuck anything where the world is falling apart. but yeah, thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. I love a good film or movie question. Gabby asks, hey Kay, and listener friends, I have a question for you guys. What is your dream when you were a child? As for me, I dreamed of becoming an astronaut because I loved everything about space. But when I realized I'm bad at physics when I was in high school, and here I am in the fashion industry, maybe in another life I could be an astronaut. Thank you for your question, Gabby. What did I want to be? I mean, see, like, I grew up on Napoleon and Alexander the Great, so I thought, like, a profession you can get when you grew up was conquering Europe. I was like, yep, that's just something you do. You know, some men just grow up and then they conquer Europe. And I was like, that's what I would do. I'm going to conquer Europe when I grow up. Realize that's not really a profession, and I guess the sovereign nations enjoy being sovereign from each other. So I chose not to do that. so as I grew up, I was like, yeah, I don't think I will be marching an army across Europe in this lifetime. But yeah, that was definitely on my bucket list up until, like, I don't even know, like 10 years old. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to conquer Europe. That just seems like a sensible thing to do. And people were like, why? And this was before the EU, okay? So, like, I was basically just proposing the EU long before the EU was a thing. That's all I was doing as a child. but, yeah, that was probably a lot of what I was, like, wanted to do when I was really little. When I got older, what did I want to do? I mean, I wanted to write. I got sucked into, like, Hemingway and, like, John Steinbeck, and I was like, oh, you know what I can do? I can just become, like, a great American author. I can't conquer all of Europe. That's unreasonable. But you know what you could do is you could be one of the greatest contemporary authors alive. Do that. And so that's what I set my sights on until I was, like, 17. So, yeah, you know, listen, shoot for the stars. Just aim as high as humanly possible, you know? Yeah, I was an ambitious kid. And then I became an adult, and I was like, you know what? All those dreams are crazy. I'm just going to be a functioning member of society. If I can do that, I'm going to be real happy. As long as I can function in the society, that's all I need to do. And then I succeeded, you know? So, yeah. Thank you for the question, Gabby. I really appreciate it. all right, let's see. Oh, God. Anonymous asks, what's your worst habit? Procrastination, maybe. I love procrastination. It's terrible. It's like a drug, man. It shouldn't feel so good not to do the things you're supposed to do. But yeah, procrastination's terrible. I hate it. Maybe behind that is like self-sacrifice and putting myself second. That's probably a really bad habit. I should really try actively to put myself first. but yeah, those are probably my worst habits. Yeah, I don't think I have any worse habits. Yeah, I think that's basically it. Yeah. Thank you for the question. Anonymous asks, do you have a short or long attention span? If short, what are some coping mechanisms you've done to improve it? So my attention span is moderate. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of short. I get distracted pretty easily. Yeah, I think on the whole, my attention is probably pretty short. The things I've done to really help it is, you know, try to limit distractions. I know it's hard. There's so many fucking distractions. But if you can try to find a way to limit them, that really helps. Yeah, and discipline. Discipline is, it sucks. I hate discipline, but yeah, you gotta, like, discipline your brain so it doesn't it doesn't just run wild and go buck wild, because it will if you don't rein it in. So, I don't know. A combination of limiting distraction and disciplines helped me. Especially when it comes to, like, staying on task and doing the things I'm supposed to do. When I was younger, I was on Adderall, and I hated it. Oh my God, was it terrible for me. Did nothing good. I know for some people it definitely makes a world of difference, but for me, it was not the solution. So I had to try to find solutions that weren't medication based to, like, hone in my brain. And I think I have over the course of my life. It's not an easy journey because it's so hard to fix But not fix. Fix is the wrong word. But it's hard to regulate and rein in your brain because it's the thing you're using to regulate and rein in itself. And self-regulation can be a challenging task at times. So, yeah. It's not easy, but I think it's totally doable. So, yeah. I hope that helps, Anonymous. Thank you for the question. Let's see. Anonymous asks, 3 ways to reconnect after a bad fight. I guess the first is to own up for your part in it. Whatever part you had to play in the conflict, own it. Because you owning your part of the conflict will help make it easier for the other part to own, other person to own theirs. Physical reconnection of some kind. Hugging, kissing, just something to reestablish the physical, intimate connection between you. It doesn't have to be sexual. It just needs to be like a, give them a hug, give them something that brings them into your intimate sphere, you know? Because there's the bubbles of personal interconnectivity, and the closer someone is into your bubble, the more intimately close they are. So you want to bring them out of the, like, social sphere into your intimate sphere again. And in order to do that, you have to create a sense of safety. And then I guess the third thing would be listen, validate, understand, empathize, like, have a discussion, have a dialogue. You need to resolve whatever the thing is that caused the blow up, and you guys need to walk away from it with an understanding of each other, of why it happened, and what are the, like, I mean, sometimes there's no solution to some fights. Some fights there's just nothing you can do about it then, but on the majority of fights there is something you can do. Usually something, there is some resolution you can achieve in that day, and I highly encourage you to find that source of resolution, because if you don't, then this conflict will linger over your head and it'll be a reoccurring conflict. So the best thing to do is talk about it and at least try to come to solutions that will lead to the feelings that maybe led to the conflict dissipating or maybe going away entirely. I mean, off the top of my head, those are the 3 things I would do after a big fight to try to reconnect. And it's not a blueprint, like, every fight's different, but those 3 things have been pretty helpful for me when it comes to dissolving and getting over conflict, especially in a relationship. And with that, that brings us to the end of Get to Know Night. If you have a question that you would like answered, there should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever you like. And if you have a request, I highly recommend going over the request line. It is the only way I have to, like, organize and get the requests. If they come through Get to Know Night, odds are I won't get to them, unfortunately. Anyway, I have a night. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you later. Bye now.